It's 8:02. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. And given the rash of fires we had, might want to pay attention to this.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Not sure if that's a skip in the record or if it's just the board being strange and stubborn, because of course that never happens. No, it does not. So, the album was released on Coro, and done by the 16 with Harry Christophers. So an entitled Coronation Anthems. And then because Handel wrote four, we actually heard two. The first was Zadok the Priest. That was actually even played for Queen Elizabeth's coronation. And then The King Shall Rejoice. Now, what's interesting is that these pieces were specially commissioned for the coronation of King George II in 1727. And so there was actually an organ purpose-built for that. And he wrote a piece for the coronation of the queen, which you can often hear as part of a program called My Heart is Inditing. But Charles, who is a very good musician, has been working overtime ever since he assumed the kingship, commissioning new works of music and obtaining them from the best people working these days, both in England and abroad. And so, thank heavens, Camilla is now the queen, no title of a queen consort, and that was a piece especially commissioned for her. I know, more information than you ever wanted to know. It is 8:26. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Because I used to do a Celtic show. It started off in the morning eons ago because I took over for Laura Crowley, and it was 3 or 4 hours of uninterrupted Celtic music in the summer, and gradually I got it down to we were doing 1 hour of Between the Worlds and 1 hour of Celtic Twilight, and when, of course, we had the hard COVID shutdown, we had to try and see if we could get a WMFO on the air remotely. So our last ops person, who was a dynamite coder, actually got a program together. And as long as folks could stop and start automation correctly, shows were heard. But along about the end of 2022, beginning of 2023, Nick Andre, blessed be his name, said, "If anybody asks, I never wrote that program. I never did the code, and I'm certainly not going to maintain it. It's time to go to live music." And wonder of wonders, we have had for the past year a fantastic executive board of students who have done their best to fill every hour for People's Information undergraduates, which was our fantastic ops director, got kicked out of the dorm over their dorm rooms over a week ago. Graduating seniors are those going to summer school or graduate school will be placed elsewhere. And yes, there are graduations all over the place. Whatever you do, don't go anywhere near. That crimson splash in Cambridge, both Harvard Square and heading down towards Alston, the business school, we can almost guarantee you will not be able to park anywhere. It is a sad fact. So, we are going to go out of here with a CD, which I just got. It's called Martin Hayes and the Common Ground Ensemble, Peggy's Dream. Sadly, Dennis Cahill, who was Martin's longtime accompanist, just a terrific guitar player, and died late last year. So we're going to be hearing Peggy's Dream, and then Johnny Cope and Huey Travers Reel, composed by Huey Travers. Yep, King Charles isn't the only one who can do some nice bits.
Bill. He was stiff as better world. He's through with his last fight, man. He's done loving him.
Thank you. For a sec.
Yep. Yeah. Right here. You just have to click the automation on. And